Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, it's Gunner, and welcome to the Gunner and Cheyenne On Demand channel here on the Odyssey app. Thank you so much for checking us out. You can listen to the show live weekdays from 5:30 to 10 a.m. on Camel Country 107.9 here in Phoenix, Arizona. We'd also love for you to check us out on our social media pages. We're on Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok at Gunner and Cheyenne. Enjoy Gunner and Cheyenne On Demand right here on the Odyssey app. Gunner and Cheyenne. Well, here we go. Welcome to Hump Day, Wednesday, April 17th, 2024. I'm Gunner. That's Cheyenne. There's Abe over there. Our phone number, 602-894-KMLE. You could always text us throughout the morning at 22108. The most stressful time of the day is? What time would you think the most stressful time of the day is?
Probably dinner time. For in my house, at least, dinner time is a very stressful time. It shouldn't be, but it is.
8:15 in the morning.
What?
8:15 in the morning. Now,
I guess we're like.
Well, we're here. Yeah, I mean, we're at work.
Break down why, because this might not make sense for us.
The average, it's because getting kids ready for school.
Okay.
Get out the door for work yourself, the commute, everything else. Is included in that.
Okay, when you say it that way, I guess
so
that kind of
like
makes sense. 4:15
for us.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I mean,
which makes it not stressful because nobody's awake.
No, but like 4:15 is our 8:15.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, thankful, you know, I mean, I got a wife at home, we got significant others. Mm-hmm. I mean, you got mom living with you to handle the kid, you know. We're kind of lucky out on that part of things. Being on air in the morning, having people get the kids off to school and everything else for us.
I still think, though, that, like, because there was a long period of time where I had an early morning nanny, but I took Easton to her, and I had to get him up and get him ready, and I still think, even in that time, dinner time was more stressful for me.
Okay.
Because you have homework, and you got, you know, you have your, your evening things. Yeah, I don't know if the morning was ever as stressful as nighttime was.
So here's the actual breakdown. So getting ready in the morning, helping others get ready in the morning, preparing and eating breakfast, commuting, helping others get to work or school, and generally operating before the caffeine kicks in.
I mean, on a whole, that makes a lot of sense. I get it. Yeah. It doesn't really fit for me, but I get it.
No. And, you know, reading that, I just think about how grateful I am that I don't have to do that in the morning.
Shout out to Emily.
I know. Shout out to the wife this morning.
Gunner and Cheyenne. This is Camel Country 107.9.
A big topic of conversation for us in the studio is the debate, the great debate of self-checkout.
Yeah, you hate it.
I hate self-checkout, okay? And I remember when the Walmart by my house switched over to almost fully self-checkout, I lost my mind. Target, same way. It drives me crazy.
And it's because you're doing the work of the employees.
Exactly.
And you're not getting a discount for it.
Like, yeah, like, I am coming. Like, dude, you know, it's a whole thing. But I am so happy to tell you that there is one Walmart in Missouri, in Shrewsbury, Missouri, that is starting this week to remove the majority of their self-checkouts and going back to cashier checkouts to improve the customer experience.
Hey.
And I could not be more excited. And when I was reading this article, obviously I was really excited, like through the roof, because as like Walmart is the discount retailer, right?
Yeah.
Like, for the most part, yeah. They do have some expensive items, but they're, you know, if you have to buy a lot of things, you go to Walmart.
Yeah, right? For sure.
So I do spend a lot of time there. And yeah, so to see this gives me hope that the Walmart on Lower Buckeye is going to remove the majority of their self-checkouts because it drives me insane.
Yeah.
Now, the article also said that they're not the only ones because I guess Target is starting to go back to more cashiers, which I went to Target the other day and I will say they had 3 registers that were manned.
Okay.
Which is new for them. And I haven't seen that in a long time. Generally, it's like one,
yeah.
Right? It's one and then like a float, but there were 3. And I was so excited because I didn't have to check out my own stuff. I was stoked about it.
I hope more stores follow suit. I mean, as convenient as it is, if you have like 1 or 2 items to run to the self-checkout, check out there, and then get them on your way. I mean, if you had 2 items, you're fine with that, right? You're talking like a whole basket full of stuff, having to do that yourself.
I don't have a problem with like self-checkout when it's like 10 or less or whatever, and you're trying to get in, you're trying to get out. But if I've got a ton of items, like I really just don't want to do it myself. Yeah.
Costco's got like 6 self-checkout.
Okay.
But they still have a ton of manned ones as well. If I don't want to wait in that line, that self-checkout's a lifesaver.
Yeah.
I
don't have an issue with it when it's for smaller things, but bigger carts, like go to somebody else.
For sure.
Another big conversation right now is the WNBA draft just happened. Now, this is a big deal because obviously we have the Phoenix Mercury here. They did pick up some really good picks in the first round. They picked up UCLA's point guard. I cannot pronounce her first name, but her last name is Osborne. I don't want to absolutely annihilate it. And then they also picked up Nebraska's guard, Jazz Shelley. So I think that these are going to be 2 really good people to add to the court for the Mercury.
Never would have known that, though, because the coverage was all over one other person.
And Caitlin. Caitlin Clark from Iowa. She has led this team to multiple championships. Like, this girl is on fire, and she went #1 in the draft. The reason, though, why this is such a big deal is it's bringing to light the salary of what the WNBA players don't make. And it's under $100,000. In a 4-year contract for Caitlin, she will be making less than $400,000 in 4 years.
Well, so 2024, $76,000.
Yep.
2025, $78,000. It's almost like a cost of living increase,
$2,000
year over the year.
It is.
And then $85,000 in 2026. And I was reading an article this morning that the NBA mascots make more than the majority, if not all of the WNBA players. The Denver Nuggets mascot, $625,000 a year.
Yeah, it's a lot of money. Now, before people come at me and try to I understand. I understand that it's ticket sales. I understand that a lot of people don't find it exciting.
It's why they don't make as much as
the NBA. Make enough money. Yeah. I get it. But they're also professional athletes, and we don't treat them like that, and that bothers the heck out of me. But I am really excited for them. I'm excited for Caitlin. And Caitlin also got a nice little country music surprise after her pick. She went backstage, and Luke Combs, who is a huge female basketball fan, had congratulated her. He pre-recorded a video and they played it for her, which was even cooler because Luke Combs is a huge fan of Caitlin. Caitlin is a huge fan of Luke Combs.
That's cool. We got that audio. Let's play it coming up.
All right.
This is Gunner and Cheyenne, Camel Country.
107.9.
Well, there's a lot of buzz over Caitlin Clark, and she did get drafted #1 in the WNBA to the Indiana Fever. Luke Combs left a recorded message for her, and here's that audio of Combs congratulating Caitlin and her response as well.
Luke Combs here. Hey. I just want to say congratulations on being the #1 pick in the WNBA draft. That's incredible. I know I can speak for everybody all across the United States and the world probably that we've enjoyed watching you these last couple of years, and we can't wait to continue to do so. So congratulations. You earned it. Can't wait to see you out there.
That's my favorite artist of all time. That's pretty cool. He's a big women's basketball fan, so I appreciate him. That's amazing. I was not expecting that.
I love that so much.
You pointed out a few minutes ago, Cheyenne, how much Caitlin Clark was being paid. $76,000 her first year, and then over the course of the 4 years, only $338,000. Mm-hmm. In comparison, NBA players getting paid in the millions.
Yeah.
And I mean, as mentioned, there's just not enough money coming in with the WNBA. So text of the 602, what is the WNBA doing wrong that people aren't attending these
games, which ultimately would pay the players a lot more.
I don't know if people are going to want to hear my answer to that because I don't know. Because
you've been, I've never been to a game. I just go based on what I've heard. I've heard that it's slower paced and not as intense. And
I would not agree. I would not agree with that. I think that women's basketball it's an art. They still the difference between women's basketball and men's basketball, in my opinion, because I have been to both Mercury and Suns games. I love them both. I think that women's basketball still is about the sport of basketball, and instead of flashy, showy, fall on your face because you got bumped a little bit.
But that's not why people are going to the NBA games, though. Why they're going?
This
to
is
NBA.
Where I don't know if you want to hear my opinion because okay, as your a opinion, female, though? People.
It's not going to get you kicked out the radio, is it?
I mean, no. It's. I think it's a mindset issue as it's a women's sport. It's a women's sport.
You think that's what it is?
100%. Sorry. And this is not for me, that's not a men's versus female thing. I'm saying when I look at it, and I grew up playing basketball. I've played basketball my entire life, and I still do play. My kids play. I love the sport. But I think it's a mentality issue of men's sports versus women's sports.
Abe, you're a big fan of the NBA. You watch the NBA religiously. Do you watch the WNBA?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I mean, I take my daughter to games and stuff. It's fun, yeah.
I mean, is it as great as Suns games?
I can only speak for myself. I'm such a fan of the game itself that I would probably watch two strangers play in the park. Like, seriously.
Yeah,
like,
so,
and bet on that. Yeah.
even without the betting. No, I love the game itself way before betting.
Wow. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, so I don't really know if it's anything that the NBA is doing right or wrong. I don't know if it's anything that the Mercury is doing right or wrong. I think this is an us issue, and we really have to support women's sports as equally as much as we do men's sports.
Yeah.
I mean, it just that just is what it is. That's just fact. We have to show up for them like we do everything else.
Yeah.
And they deserve it.
And I'm sure the executives of the WNBA are just beating their head against the wall trying to figure out how to get butts in the seats.
I don't know what more they can do. Yeah. They do everything that every other sport does. They have promotional nights. They have good ticket prices. I mean, you could go to a Mercury game for $40.
Yeah.
As opposed to you spending $60, $70, $80, $90 for a single ticket to go to a Suns game. Like, you can literally take the entire family for a fraction of the cost.
I feel like the Rattlers, is there more butts in the seats at the Rattlers games?
Rattlers games get pretty crazy. The last few I've been to had a lot of people there.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Maybe they need to make their... maybe the WNBA needs to make their jerseys with less clothing because have no issue going to a lingerie football game.
Is that still around? I know we mentioned it a couple weeks ago.
That.
You never been to a lingerie?
Like, no. People have no issue going to that because women are showing off their bodies. So why, like...
And maybe that's it.
And I'm fully joking. And WNBA, if you're listening, do not do that.
No, stay classy.
Like, what more do you want them to do?
Yeah. I don't know. If you got a theory on this, you can text us at 22108.
Gunner and Cheyenne.
There is a dude in Canada that is getting pizza sent to his house, and he is not the one ordering the pizza.
Aww.
Somebody is ordering the pizza on his behalf. The pizza is getting sent to his house, and he's also receiving the bill. And he cannot figure out why this is happening.
Like, they're ordering it and then, like, putting, like, pay cash at delivery?
Yeah.
Oh, so that
the delivery guy showing up, expected a cash payment, and this guy. So it's been like over $1,000 worth of pizza that keeps going to his house, and now it's going to his work. And this guy, the reason the police are involved is because he's calling it harassment.
I mean, I can see that. That makes a lot of sense.
And the police told him to change his phone number. That didn't stop the deliveries.
I mean, yeah. If they already know your address, then it wouldn't matter.
So the pizza place that the pizza was coming from was a pizza place called Pizza 73. He told them, hey, don't accept any more orders from my address. Then the scammer switched to Domino's. And then Domino's kept delivering to his house.
What did this person do to the person who's delivering them? Be like, why?
Yeah, so the guy's name's Justin. He doesn't know who would do this. He says... it can't be a disgruntled ex because he's never dated anyone. He adds, quote, either someone hates the pizza places or they're getting revenge on me for something. I have no clue. So So it's been happening for the last 6 months. Pizza's going to his house.
Wow.
Here's a police officer talking about this. Here we go.
The suspects that are ordering the pizza are actually obviously using technology to spoof his number, which they know. So when they call it, it's coming up as him.
Obviously.
I've definitely used that spoof number thing with my I Love You Man calls. Got to disguise the phone number, you know?
Yeah, absolutely.
Sometimes to get those things done. But have you ever, anybody ever gotten revenge on you for something?
I don't think so.
Yeah.
No, I mean, nothing that rings a bell. I'm sure somebody did or thought that they did.
Revenge back in the day was like toilet paper in a house.
Yeah.
Or egg in somebody's house.
Not something like this or like Saran wrapping their car or something. Like that, I've seen that happen. I have seen that happen.
To order pizzas for somebody every single day—that's some commitment, right there.
Honestly, are you mad or are you just impressed? Are you upset that you didn't think about it? Because it's the most inconvenient thing.
When I first read the story, I didn't realize that they were charging him.
Uh-huh.
I thought he was just getting pizza delivered to his house. I'm like, why wouldn't you just like look at that? Like, that's awesome, right?
Like, why are you mad? I don't understand.
Yeah, you're getting free food every day. But no, when he's actually getting billed for it.
Yeah, that sucks. I can see why that would get really annoying really fast.
Speaking of pizza, what is that pizza place out in that Dave Portnoy was at? Out in
Scott's.
What is it called?
Trevor's.
But it's called Liquor 41 or something like
that. Trevor's Liquor.
Is it Trevor's
Liquor? It's a liquor store. Yeah.
Okay,
Trevor's. So
there's multiple locations, but the one that he actually physically went to was on 36. Oh, wait, why am I saying this?
Yeah, don't say that.
Don't go there.
Terrible. It's terrible.
Yeah, no, Abe was so angry that Dave Portnoy showed up at this pizza spot because, he does his one bite pizza things. And he gave raving reviews, right? It was like one of his top reviews for Arizona pizza.
I believe it might be the highest Arizona score so far.
It is.
And I think close second is actually one of my other spots that he did during bowl season. So keep it up, guy. Now I got to wait 3 hours for a pizza. Thanks.
Is it really that busy though now?
Yeah.
Like after he visited that?
Yes.
Wow.
I tried to make an order before I saw his video and they told me it was going to be like a 2.5 to 3 hour wait. And I was like, what? And then like later the next day I was scrolling through Instagram and I saw the post and I was like, oh, no way. I saw the address and I was like, why that one? Couldn't you went to the Scottsdale one or something? Like,
well, I feel like this has happened before with something. Like we went for beers once up at the Porch, right? Oh. And wasn't there a spot down the road that you said some foodie went and recorded a video at?
Yeah. I will not name that one either because it's already busy enough.
Yeah.
But yes, they're some of the best wings I've ever had.
Dude, like, so all of his little spots that he likes to go, people are discovering them and they're going viral on social media. So now he's getting screwed out of his
spots. I would be mad too. I would raise a ruckus over that.
Right. I am happy to see them do well though. They deserve the business.
Yeah, local companies, right? Yeah. Doing well, local businesses.
Just go to other locations. It's a chain. It's a chain. There's like five. Come on.
Gunner and Cheyenne. This is Camel Country 107.9.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Today is National Banana Day. Not that it's any day that we really need to go celebrate, but what I found fascinating when I read that is that a banana is considered a berry.
What?
A berry. Like when I think berry, when you think berry, what do you think of? What kind
of fruit? Raspberry,
yeah.
Blackberry, blueberry,
strawberry.
Yeah.
Not banana berry.
No, that's why?
So apparently, what classifies a fruit then? Like, because I've heard like tomato, mm-hmm. right? You'd think it's a vegetable, but it's technically a fruit. And is it because of the seeds inside?
Yes.
Really?
So then bananas, they have seeds on the inside.
We knew bananas were fruits regardless, though. You're just surprised that it's classified it's a berry.
As a berry. Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
But I mean, like, bell peppers have seeds on the inside.
Yeah.
And those are vegetables.
Or is it a fruit? But I mean,
shut up. Seriously?
But it's just a classification. So scientific and culinary classifications uh-huh. are wildly different.
But
it's not that one's wrong. It's just that food-wise, we think of tomatoes and bell peppers as vegetables.
But are those actual seeds on the inside of the bell pepper? Because, I mean, I know they're like...
Yeah, no, those are seeds.
Those are seeds? Yeah. So you can plant one of those and grow a bell pepper?
I suppose. I never tried.
Huh.
Either way, it is a seed, though.
I am too tired from Country Thunder to think this deep.
Yeah, so bell peppers are fruits. Tomatoes are fruits. Bananas are fruit, but it's a berry.
The amount of things that I want to say right now, I'm just not going to say.
Why? Because it's dirty? I'm curious now. What are you going to say?
So, anyways, coming up.
Okay, so I had to Google it. It says, botanically, bananas are considered berries. The classification of the fruit is on the part of the tree that develops into the fruit. For example, some fruits develop from flowers containing one ovary. Others develop from flowers containing multiple ovaries. That didn't help, did it?
No. My head hurts. I don't know.
You know what'll fix your head and it hurting? Is Costco selling these Reese's covered banana things.
I've seen
these. They're in the frozen section, and I grabbed the bag, and I'm hoping my wife's not listening. But I bought a bag, and I hid it in the freezer out in the garage.
My 13-year-old loves these. Like, loves these.
Well, I know they're, like, available at Walmart or something, but Costco, in a Costco-sized bag, in the freezer section. Go get you one.
I can't do that because I don't have a Costco membership, but you can get me one.
All right. I'll think about it, Cheyenne.
Gunner and Cheyenne.
Randy Houser, he was out at Country Thunder over the weekend. And prior to him taking the stage, I think this conversation started with asking about his thoughts on Morgan Wallen. And Morgan Wallen throwing a chair off of the sixth floor of Eric Church's bar out there in Nashville. And he was like, what was his response to that?
That it wasn't funny. Somebody could have been seriously injured, and he's just glad that nobody was.
And then you asked him for any silly things in the bar. You know, what have you experienced silliness-wise in the bar? And he shared a story about Lee Bryce and a knife that went into his leg at a bar. Take a listen to this. Here we go.
Lee was getting stupid, and he had his knife out flicking it, and then he started playing some game where he was trying to hit something on a stool and just popped it about that far in his leg.
Oh, my gosh.
That's so deep.
off to the emergency room, you know. But this is the kind of thing. This is stuff that only Lee Bryce can do. Yeah. It's like he's like a giant third grader. He really is.
And for the record, what he says about this bar, he said it was like 4 inches deep in his leg.
That's like almost hitting bone, isn't it?
Yeah. Like, how thick are Lee Price's thighs? That's my
question. He's a bigger dude. He's a bigger dude.
Jeez Louise.
But yeah, that interview, like, it was posted to Instagram, and then it got picked up by Whiskey Riff, which is a national, like, country music news website.
It's pretty cool.
I almost think of Whiskey Riff like the country version of Barstool.
Yeah, basically.
A little bit, right?
Yeah.
So that interview there got Phoenix noticed, Camel Nation, Camel Country noticed across the nation.
That's pretty cool.
Little pat on the back there.
Yeah, feel good. We feel real good about that.
Have you ever, that story with the knife going in the leg kind of reminded me as a kid, kind of messing around with some stuff at my parents' house. I was soldering something. And have you ever?
They just had a solder laying around.
I don't know why my parents let me play with things as kids, but I was like soldering something, because glue wasn't working and tape wasn't working. So when my dad was at work, I went in the tool bench and grabbed the soldering iron. And he had the little lead, you know, and you kind of did it. And then I was not thinking, I was holding it up in my lap. I was sitting crisscross applesauce, and a drip of the solder hit the inside of my thigh right here. And still is that scar is still there to this day.
No!
I know, isn't that crazy?
Oh, God!
It was the most painful thing. It was just a drop of hot solder hitting the skin.
That's literally, like, hurting my body.
What hurts more, the knife or the solder?
The solder.
The solder.
Oh.
It's not a bad joke. It's just a dad joke. Cheyenne's dad joke of the hour.
Hey, Gunner.
Yeah.
Why do bananas never get lonely?
Why do bananas never get lonely?
Because they hang out in bunches.
Oh, my
gosh.
It's not a bad joke. It's just a dad joke.
Cheyenne's
dad joke of the hour.
Because it's National Banana Day.
I like it. And we learned that a banana is a berry today.
We did learn that. That was new news to us.
New news.
Yep.
Cheyenne's Dad Jokes every weekday morning at about 7:50 here on Camel Country.
This is Gunner and Cheyenne, Camel Country.
107.9.
Time to play Pick Your Battle. You ready to go, Cheyenne?
I am ready.
Abe, you ready?
Jeez, with the personal questions. God, wine and dine me first. Come on.
I'm going to take that as a yes. Gunner, are you ready to play?
Indeed. Kathy and Wickenberg, are you ready to play Pick Your Battle?
I am.
All right, 5 questions or 60 seconds, whichever comes first. You're going to have 3 chances at each question. If you don't know a question, just say pass. It'll come up again at the end if there's time. Abe, what is the category?
General knowledge.
Okay.
Oh, jeez.
Kathy, who do you want to play against, Gunner or myself?
Cheyenne.
All right.
Okay. You're looking all comfy over there, Cheyenne. Well, she is headed out of the studio, and once that door closes, we'll get this game on the road. All right, Abe, over to you.
Oh, my goodness.
All right, here we go. What is the most common food allergen?
Peanuts.
Correct. Who is the godmother of Miley Cyrus?
Oh, I don't know. Pass.
Which popular condiment was once sold as a medicinal cure for diarrhea?
Oh, my good Lord. Ketchup?
Correct. Jim Carrey first made a name for himself on what 90s sketch comedy show?
Oh, I don't even know. Dumber Dumber? I don't know.
No.
Pass.
What was the first state?
Oklahoma?
No.
Texas?
No.
Oh, shoot. Arizona?
No. No. All right, so that's incorrect. All right, question 2.
Godmother to Miley Cyrus.
I still don't know that one. Pass it.
Okay. Question 4.
Jim Carrey, 90s sketch comedy show.
Oh, we're out of time. Yeah. Okay. All right, Kathy, you got 2 out of 5. So we'll bring Cheyenne in. We'll see how she does on these general knowledge trivia questions. She got 2 out of 5, Cheyenne. So we'll see how you do.
And Cheyenne's on a 6 game win streak.
Wow.
No pressure.
I feel like that's added pressure now.
That's a lot of pressure. Okay.
All right, Cheyenne, here we go. What is the most common food allergen?
Peanuts.
Correct. Who is the godmother of Miley Cyrus?
Dolly Parton.
Correct. Which popular condiment was once sold as a medicinal cure for diarrhea?
Mustard?
No.
Pass.
Jim Carrey first made a name for himself on what 90s sketch comedy show?
Ooh. 90s sketch. SNL?
No.
pass.
What was the first state, like, as in admitted to the union?
People are going to hate me if I get this wrong. Pennsylvania?
No. They were second, actually.
Delaware.
That is correct.
Yay!
Wow! Look at that. All right, we are back to question three.
Which popular condiment once sold as a medicinal cure for diarrhea?
Ketchup?
Correct.
Oh, sweet. Look at that. Okay.
Right, question four.
Jim Carrey first made a name for himself on what 90s sketch comedy show?
Spit on myself though.
I felt that over here. And that's
time. All right. Cheyenne, you got 4 out of 5. Kathy, you got 2 out of 5. Cheyenne, you win Woo-hoo! This round. The Yay! Winning streak continues. Yay! Congratulations. What was question number 4?
In Living Color.
In Living Color.
I didn't even know that was a thing.
You've never heard of In Living Color?
I've never heard of it.
Oh my God.
Me either.
I never watched it growing up. I mean, was that like a competition to Saturday Night Live? Oh, wait, hang on. Say it again.
Sort of, but it was a different night altogether.
Okay.
Only similar in the sketch aspect, yeah.
Yeah, I've never heard of it.
Yeah. I've heard of it. I had to Google it, you know. And is it streaming right now? Like, is that something we can watch?
I wish.
No?
I'm hoping Keenan Ivory Wayans is working on a massive deal somewhere. Because it's just too good not to be somewhere.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Good stuff.
Gunner and Cheyenne. This is Camel Country 107.9.
There is a Walmart around the St. Louis area in a town called Shrewbury, Missouri.
Shrewbury.
That has come to the reality that self-checkout freaking sucks. It's terrible. So basically, this specific Walmart in Shrewbury has decided that it does not help the customer shopping experience for them to have to bag their own groceries.
Wow.
So they are doing away in the next 2 weeks with the vast majority of their self-checkouts. And I guess according to the article that I read, Walmart as a whole is noticing the same thing. So they are starting to now limit their self-checkouts to how they used to be, which is 10 items or less, and now remanning cashier lines
does that
with
feel
employees.
Like a, does that feel like a win for you?
Absolutely. But it's not going to feel like a full win until like my Walmarts by my house get on board, because the Walmart on Lower Buckeye is literally 95% self-checkout.
Yeah.
And I hate it.
Well, there was a point there where like it just was almost 100% self-checkout. Like there was no manned cashier stations. And I remember it was like a month or two ago. You kind of had that I don't get a discount for bagging my own groceries.
I'm so mad about it. I don't want to bag my own groceries. I mean, if I have like one or two items, okay, fine.
Yeah, it's
like
quick.
I'll do it as fast, as easy. It's not that big of a deal. But if I have a full cart of things like I normally do when I go to Walmart, because I'm going for multiple things, I don't want to have to do it.
Yeah, like the weighing the bananas and punching in the fruit codes and stuff like that.
Yeah, man.
I'm with you there.
So cool. Walmart's not the only one. Target actually has started nationwide limiting self-checkouts back to the 10 items or less. And I am here for it. Now, there is a collaboration in the mix. What do women love the most right now? Starbucks tumblers and Stanley cups. What if in a perfect world they came together? Because they are. The new collaboration is Stanley cups with Starbucks for Mother's Day. It's their Mother's Day collection. We see it all the time at Starbucks. They have the tumblers come and go. So the Stanley cup is this really pretty sky blue. It's very basic. It doesn't have really anything on it except it says Stanley and then it says Starbucks on it. And then of course Starbucks will have their like floral tumblers that are like pinks and purples for Mother's Day. But if you want the collab of the century, you can go get one.
Stanley has done a great job.
I know I'm making it a bigger deal than it is, because for me, I don't really care all that much, but people do.
A lot of people would think that Stanley and Starbucks is the collab of the century, but Stanley's done a really good job of having some FOMO when it comes to having a Stanley Cup. My daughter, I don't know what's going on in the schools or whatever. They are just dying for these Stanley Cups.
Yeah.
And my mom is in town right now, and they found knockoff Stanleys.
Mm-hmm.
And she went and bought them. They look identical to normal Stanleys. And my daughter's like, can you put a Stanley sticker on there?
Aww.
I was like,
that's so
it's the
cute
same
though.
Thing. What do you need this sticker on there for?
Because
just put other stickers on there.
It's like Lululemon. And I will say, I have a Stanley knockoff, and I love it. I absolutely love it. But it's like Lululemon. Like, there's so many good knockoffs, but it doesn't have the Lulu
yeah.
sticker on the back.
So my wife's going to print out on the little Cricut machine. Uh-huh. Little Stanley sticker to put on there.
Oh, my God, that's so cute. That is so
but
cute.
But it's got to be a Stanley. You know, in her mind, it's got to be a Stanley.
Hey, I get it. It's yeah. labels.
This is Gunner and Cheyenne, Camel Country.
107.9.
How do you keep the wow things in your marriage? How to keep things spicy? We've heard a lot of things, you know, from go to bed naked. It's going to, you know,
hey,
help your marriage.
I mean, my marriage didn't last very long, but I can tell you the best parts are when that was happening, for sure.
Yeah. Barbara Corcoran, who is a real estate investor. She's also on Shark Tank. Mm-hmm. Love Barbara. She says that.
Do you, though?
She's one of my favorites.
Really?
She's grounded, yeah. Yeah.
Oh, she's not one of mine.
No.
No.
Really?
Yeah,
why?
I do not care for her.
Just, I don't know, it's a vibe thing.
Yeah.
And I'm talking, I've been like watching since season one, episode yeah. one. She's just always been my least favorite.
Yeah, there's just something wow. about her I don't really care for.
Interesting. Yeah. I don't
but
know.
I love, I love Mark Cuban and I love the Robert.
No disrespect to her, by yeah. the way. Like, she's just not my fave.
I'm going to watch that Shark Tank in a whole new way now. No, you guys don't like her. I don't know.
I mean, if you like her, like her.
She's yeah. I deal with her because she's part of the ensemble, but let's just yeah. say if she was to quit the show, I'd be like, eh.
Yeah. I don't know if it would be, like, I wouldn't lose any yeah. sleep over it. Yeah.
Barbara says that the way that she keeps the sexiness alive in her 35-year marriage mm-hmm. is by sleeping in separate bedrooms.
Probably because he gets less annoyed over when
I was going to say, respectfully, if I was married to her, I'd be sleeping in different rooms, too. Right. I'd be like, why not just get the house next door? I'll just live next door. We can afford it.
Jokes aside, although they're hilarious, why? I mean, do you see a benefit to that? Like,
no.
Just outside looking in, no?
Not for me.
No.
No, I'm too much of a physical being and I'm too emotional. You're also asking the same person who does not believe in sleeping on the couch. Like, if you're in a fight with your significant other, I think you should always, always, always go to bed.
Okay.
If you are at the point where you're sleeping on the couch, we got bigger issues. Like, unless you fall asleep on the couch, like, and everything's fine, you fall asleep.
Yeah, and you don't want to disturb him and you're just going up to bed. Okay.
But even if you're arguing, you should always settle enough to be able to go to bed with your significant other.
I could see the benefit to this, and I'll tell you why here in a moment.
Okay.
She says it keeps things fun, sleep in a separate bedrooms. She said that their arrangements add a bit of intrigue and sexiness now that they're able to adhere to their own sleeping patterns and cleanliness. She says he puts piles of stuff everywhere, and she's very neat, and she couldn't sleep well at night. Mm-hmm. Now that they're in separate bedrooms, she sleeps like a baby. And that's where.
Why does this sound so on par for her though? Like, this equally falls into why I feel like I don't really.
And
care
I get
for
it.
Her.
It sounds very specific to her, yeah. So now I understand it. It wouldn't work for me for other reasons, but it seems like it works for them.
But I mean, I can't imagine it's every night, right? Like, maybe if they're both home on a.
It sounds
Friday
like
night
it's almost every night. Then yeah, but I agree with Abe. Like, it works for them, and I think that's great. Again, like Abe, that wouldn't work for me.
I mean, just because you know they both happen to be in one bed for. Certain period of time, and then they just kind of, you know.
Well, that's the part that the makes it kind of weird, yeah. right? That makes it feel so impersonal, like as if
yeah,
it's not
you're
your
like,
spouse.
Ah, that you know what I mean?
See,
okay,
you have a little pants off, dance off, and then all of a sudden it's like, oh, I'm going to go back to my bed. Like,
you like high five and walk away.
I know,
like,
but,
good job. Good
yeah,
team.
Like, I'll see you tomorrow. Like,
you'll fall asleep. You got to go to work in the morning, whatever. I can see how relationships can struggle if you don't have a full night's rest, right? So if the other person is kicking in their sleep, tossing and turning, I can see how. That can be a strain on a relationship if you're both not fully rested.
See, that would make, right? I would feel like I was half of the problem. Like, I wasn't able to, like, help calm my significant other down. I would end up taking that stress on myself.
Last night, mm-hmm. I went to bed really early. It was like 5:30. I took one of my sleeping gummies and put my earplugs in and went to bed.
I forgot
to unlock the door because my mom's there and there's mm-hmm. a bunch of people there. So I locked the door when I was after my workout, took a shower and all that stuff. So I lay down, forgot to unlock the door. I'm assuming my wife tried to get in. I just didn't hear it because uh-huh. I was out and with the earplugs in. But she slept in another bed. But again, I woke up this morning. She wasn't there. I slept amazing last night. Because normally when she's there, she'll toss and turn, yeah. and it'll wake me up in the middle of the night.
I get that. You got a sleep fighter on your hands. Yeah. That's fine.
Yeah. Sleep fighter.
If I was you, I'd be so nervous to go home today.
Why?
Because if I was her, I would be livid.
That the door was locked?
Yes.
Well, I mean, she's got a screwdriver. She can open it. I mean, it's one of those doorknobs.
It's not working.
You got to get her MacGyver on just to go to bed.
She could have.
Connor and Cheyenne.
Coming up tomorrow, Friday, and Monday. We're going to be on vacation. Just a little peek behind the curtain there. Country Thunder, very busy weekend for us.
Yeah, and with 30 Days of Thunder, y'all know, man, we were out at casinos 3-4 days a week all of March. Like,
and we didn't get a spring break. I mean, this is kind of like our spring break, right? But I'm going to be in Vegas tomorrow through the weekend, and my daughter's birthday is coming up on the 19th. And you had mentioned earlier this morning, and I really didn't make the connection until you mentioned it, April 19th, 2020, which, what, 2 days from now,
back
in 2020, we were at Cardin's Children's Hospital with Tatum celebrating her birthday in a hospital room because we found out that she had cancer.
Yeah.
She had a Wilms tumor on her kidney and metastasized. And thinking back, I mean, it's really kind of hitting me because in that moment, we didn't know if she would be here today.
Yeah.
You know, would she be celebrating a birthday in 2024 or 2023 or, you know, in years later than this? But no, she's doing well, and it kind of bothers me now that you mentioned it that we're not going to be here for her birthday, you know, because we're going to be gone. It was just kind of the way the vacation plans panned out. But April 19th, she will be a very healthy 8-year-old kiddo,
and she's thriving, man. She's living her best life
and eating all the Taco Bell.
Mom is still
down. Yeah, my mom's in town, and when she's in town, she spoils.
Yeah.
You know, and it drives me nuts. But, you know, I mean, she doesn't see them all that often. She's down from Seattle, you know, so she'll, their go-to routine is Five Below. That, you know, that pseudo dollar store to an extent, you know. Taco Bell. Marshall's.
Ooh.
And what's the other one? TJ Maxx.
I love TJ Maxx.
That is their outings pretty much on a daily basis. Yeah. And I don't know why they got to go to TJ Maxx once a day.
I mean, not for not, but TJ Maxx is kind of like my Pretty Little Poison. I can't not. If I drive by a TJ Maxx, I'm probably going to stop and go in.
Is it different at all the locations? Because I feel like, okay.
You want to know what I get at TJ Maxx? I'm going to tell you guys my secret, and you can't get mad. Well, you can't get mad because you're going to be like, oh, that's so smart. I don't know why I said that. Anyways, TJ Maxx is where I get workout equipment from.
Workout equipment?
My dumbbells, all of my kettlebells, all my bands, all my straps, all of those things I get at TJ Maxx.
I didn't even know they sold those there.
I am not even joking you.
They're like,
so don't go stealing all my ideas. They that?
Well, I mean, you just put it out there to Camel Nation. Just like Abe's favorite restaurants, whatever they're publicizing.
I didn't drop the address.
there are a lot of TJ Maxx's, so it's fine. But that's where I get, like, if you're in need of, like, dumbbell sets or kettlebells or anything like that, I am telling you right now, TJ Maxx.
Okay.
I literally got Peloton dumbbells there the other day for, like, $20.
I would say that maybe that's why my mom's going there with the kids, but they never come home with dumbbells and kettlebells and stuff, so that's not it. No idea. But the amount of junk they piled up, I mean, we make a run to the thrift store after my mom goes home.
That's probably true. Yeah.
But Tatum, tests continue to come back clean, and thank you for the continued prayers and reaching out and questions about how she's doing, because we did get a lot of that over Country Thunder weekend.
Gunner and Cheyenne.
Well, a lot of people in small towns, they don't need doorbell cameras. A lot of them just leave the door unlocked.
Yeah, right? That's what neighbors are for.
Doors unlocked, cars unlocked.
I can't tell you how many times growing up in such a small town that I had a neighbor come over, like, after my parents had gotten home, knocked on the door, and been like, hey, there was somebody at your door earlier today. I'm not sure who it was, but it was a guy or whatever the description was.
Yeah.
And I'll just tell you that somebody was at your house.
Small town, man.
Small town.
Small town.
Small town neighbors.
But in the big city, we lock our doors. A lot of us got doorbell cameras.
Trust
now.
Trust no one.
That's exactly right. But now a lot of people have Ring doorbells, Blink doorbell cameras, stuff like that. The next innovation in the doorbell camera is a doorbell camera that is armed to shoot. There's a Kickstarter on the way for Paint Cam Eve, is what it's called, which shoots paintballs and cartridges of tear gas.
What?
So, like, when somebody's at your door with a doorbell camera, you get the notification, right? So I would imagine that works the same way. You get the notification, you pull it up, like, hey, what do you want? And if they're there and they don't leave, and you ask them to leave, then you hit the door, you hit the paintball button.
Doof, doof, doof.
Right out of the doorbell camera, which, I mean, I don't think the technology is that far-fetched to come about, because we have some friends that have a dog. And I remember being with them. I don't remember what trip this was on, but they pulled up the camera and they were looking at their dog. And it's tossed a treat out to the dog.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, I have a friend who has one of those.
Yeah, so the technology is there. I never thought of using something like that for paintball.
Is that legal? Is having tear gas cartridges to deploy legal?
That's a great question.
I know.
I have no idea.
I mean, if they're on your property, right? I don't know.
I don't know a single person who just has tear gas.
Well,
just
or paint. Well, okay. So let's say, doorbell camera aside, if somebody came onto your property and they wouldn't leave, could you pull out a paintball gun and aim it at them and shoot it at them with no issues?
I couldn't tell you. I honestly have no idea. We'd have to ask somebody. I
have a no soliciting sign at my door, but they still come. So if I open the door with a paintball gun.
Do you know how angry I would be if I was you if I had a no soliciting sign and they still solicited? Still,
it drives me nuts.
I would be the meanest person opening the door.
What are your thoughts, Abe? You like the old paintball doorbell camera?
I love it, but I'd be worried about retaliation for sure.
That's a good point, too.
See, that makes sense. Like, they know where you are. They know your house.
So if you are shooting paintballs at them through the doorbell camera from afar.
Yeah, who's to say they're not going to come back?
The next day you go to work, you're walking to your car, and then all of a sudden they roll around the corner with their own.
Yeah, exactly right.
And depending on your neighborhood, that might be an accurate statement. I don't know.
Do you see this Kickstarter being successful?
No, not at all.
I can see a lot of people would get on board with it, with the idea.
I could see it starting a better idea.
Okay.
Do I think this is the solution? No.
Well, I didn't think about the retaliation thing. I think a lot of people are going to be like, that's awesome, shooting paintballs from afar from my phone through my doorbell camera.
Yeah, but until they come back.
Yeah, the retaliation part, I think, will kill that idea.
That I'm not here for.
No. What we are here for is vacations. And we are
here for this. Yeah. Bye.
Our spring break starts now. So we appreciate Camel Nation for hanging with us while we're going to go get some rest and relaxation. We'll be back on Tuesday here on Camel Country.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.